The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us so many different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529, or you can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. That's my man Mike Wilson making his way, just coughing a little bit to say hello. But obviously, Mike, a lot going on in the sports world. We're that much closer to Major League Baseball. We're that much more closer to the March Madness tournament. We are that much closer to the NBA All-Star Game, which will be happening later on today. And then, obviously, the jockeying for playoff position as far as it goes in the NBA and NHL hockey heating up. You name it, man. We got you covered here on the program. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, Dorf. Doing well. Yeah, it's a busy time of the year in the sports world because some sports are right in the middle of it. Others are just about to get started, like you said, with Major League Baseball. So, you know, it's going to be fun these next couple of weeks. I mean, the pitchers and catchers report. I was watching some college baseball yesterday. So, the swinging of the sticks is just about to commence, man.
Sounds good, man. We're just getting warmed up, people. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your mind. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Gates this over the line, broken up by Coleman, taken here by Gibbons. Brian Gibbons in on Quick, scores! It's a shorthanded goal, the Devils' fifth of the season to put it away.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson alongside me. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Love to hear from you at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we're going to hook up with our good buddy, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain, man. We're talking sports. We're living the dream. We're loving life. And speaking of that, to be honest with you, in a weird way, so have the Arizona Coyotes as of recent play. They've been playing a lot better, getting a lot of victories. And you know what? Some of those young guys maybe starting to turn the corner a little bit, but what do you have to say about the Arizona Coyotes and the recent success that they had? Obviously got out of the gates miserably, but recently been playing a lot better hockey, John.
Well, they certainly dug an extremely large hole for themselves coming out of the start of the season. But as we look at it today, along with Pittsburgh, they're the only two teams in the league with a four-game winning streak, and they've clearly started to pick it up the last 8 or 10 games. Obviously left it way, way too late and too far down in the standings to even think about a postseason spot, but clearly presents a bit of a dilemma for the management of the Coyotes in terms of what to do at the upcoming trade deadline. I'm sure there's a lot of people expected them to do some major shakeups, but with the success the last 8 or 10 games, you have to wonder if they now sit back and say, maybe this thing isn't all that bad after all, and do we give it a little bit longer to see where we're going with this? So I think a bit of a dilemma for the management team. It'll be very interesting for those of us that are neutral observers to sit back and see how they deal with this. I suspect that if they get some outstanding offers for players, the same way that any team management would look at it, they will make those deals. But I don't think they'll be in the same hurry to make deals that they might have been 10 or 12 days ago.
Well, and let me just throw this in there. I mean, you know, they are the youngest team in hockey right now, John, as we all know. And some of these guys that they do have coming up, like the Kellers of the world and some of the other kids that they have, you know, just some unbelievable talent. I think that in a weird way, you know, a lot of times we all get so – we want to fast forward things where we don't want to wait for the process to play out. And in this situation, I'm totally okay with the Coyotes letting things play out to a certain degree because, again – they're so young, but they have so much young talent that just needs time to develop. So let them develop here, have a few bad years, but know that you're getting better during this whole process. So sometimes are people a little too quick to want to change their process? And if you are the Coyotes, should they stay the course with this youth movement?
I think they almost have to. But the other factor here, Andy, is, you know, Phoenix, the Arizona area is a, how do we say this politely? It's a problem child from the standpoint that they've been so far down for so long in what is still realistically a non-traditional hockey market. if you want to attract new fans, the only thing that really attracts new fans is winning. And at some point in time, they have to turn the corner. And the big selling job now is going to be for management to sell to the Arizona public that this, in fact, is the right course, and they are, in fact, going to improve. And it's not just going to be more of the same that we've seen for the last 5 or 10 years. So a very delicate balance here. Got to put your faith in the management team and the coaching staff, and hopefully the ownership will stay out of it and let those folks do their job properly.
Hey, John, this is Mike here. Hey, you know, you take a look at where the Coyotes are with their youth, and then you take a look at what Vegas has been, you know, the Golden Knights have been able to do in their initial season. How do you explain Vegas's success so quickly?
Well, I think the major issue, Mike, is the fact that the NHL was very, very kind to Vegas in terms of the expansion draft from two fronts. Number one, the way it was set up with all of the existing teams with a minimum number of players that could be protected, some of which they were forced to protect because of no trade, no movement clauses. Others from the standpoint that Vegas was the only expansion team coming in. So they had quite a bit of time to get set up. They did a very good job in terms of setting up a front office, a very good job of setting up a coaching staff. Ownership was smart enough to stay out of it, let the pros do what they're best at. And Vegas was not in a position where they were competing with another team. So in other words, they could sit down and look at a Pittsburgh roster, a Philadelphia roster, a Chicago roster, and say, these are the 8 guys we think those teams are going to protect. These are the 10 guys that are probably going to be open. Do we want those guys? How would they fit in talent-wise? How would they fit in chemistry-wise? How would they fit in salary cap-wise? And it was a lot easier from that standpoint that they were only looking at themselves. They knew that they weren't having to come up with a draft list and saying, well, if this guy's still available, we will take him. You know, did one or two other teams have a crack at him first? And they've drafted very well. They made some deals ahead of time because of the fact that they had all this setup time. They made some very good deals in terms of trading for prospects and trading for draft picks and prearranged deals and agreeing to pass on certain players in return for future considerations. I think George McPhee did an outstanding job in the way that he set this thing up. It's just a phenomenal story. Here we are, mid-February, an expansion team in first place in the NHL. If anybody had said that to us in September or October, we would have probably all been having mental health checks because nobody would have believed us.
No, I agree with you, and that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking NHL hockey right now. On the other side, we will talk some Major League Baseball with John because, obviously, the boys of summer right around the corner. We've obviously got a lot of spring training to talk about right in our backyard because Mike and I live in Phoenix, Arizona, so we'll obviously get into that in a little bit. But, yeah, tremendous story from the Vegas Golden Knights, to be honest with you, man. Just unbelievable when you think about what they've done. But with that being said, John, what are some of the biggest surprises and what are some of the biggest disappointments thus far from the NHL season?
Well, I guess the obvious number one surprise is the one we just chatted about, being Las Vegas. 22-4-2 at home, 39-15-4, 82 points, first in the West, first overall. New Jersey has been a bit of a surprise. After a few years down in the doldrums, they're back in a wild card spot right now. I think Philadelphia being third in the Metropolitan Division has been a pleasant surprise, especially when they survived a 10-game losing streak fairly early in the season when a lot of people thought that they might blow that thing up. On the negative side, Chicago, 2-7-1 in their last 8 games. They'd lost 8 in a row. Then they beat Washington 7-1 on Saturday night in obviously a very, very one-sided game, but they're still 11 points out of a wild card spot, so that's going to be tough for them to get in. Edmonton, huge disappointment after last year's tremendous season, sitting with 50 points, 7 games below 500. And teams that are middle of the table that we all thought would be playoff contenders would be Columbus, the Rangers, Ottawa, and Montreal. And I don't think any, other than Columbus, I don't think any of those teams have a realistic chance of making the playoffs. So those to me would be the big surprises and the big disappointments.
Hey, John, Mike again, and this is just coming from the area of the country where I come from. Seattle makes an application for an NHL team. How big of a chance, or maybe little of a chance, do they have? I would love to see Seattle on the NHL map, personally.
I think they have a good chance, Mike, for a couple of reasons. Number one, the recent success of Vegas is a good blueprint for the league to follow. It's got to make ownership pretty happy about getting a team. Seattle would balance out the geography of the NHL, which has long been Gary Bettman's goal. So then we're looking at an ideal 32-team league. I think it can happen.
Perfect.
You know, and it's just a disappointment in my sense because, you know what, a long time ago in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as a little boy, they always had dreams of having an NHL team come there, and it never, ever happened. Got stuck with the Admirals, man. So, and look, at the IHL, not terrible hockey, John, but obviously not the same as the NHL.
No, the American Hockey League and the former International Hockey League, of which you speak, they're essentially AAA hockey. A lot of good players in that league, but they're not the NHL.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, man, obviously we're going to transition on the other side and talk a little bit about Major League Baseball with you. So do you have some time to do that with us? Is that cool?
Of course I do. I'd be happy to.
All right, very good. So we will. We're going to take a quick pause for the calls. We got our fix on the NHL a little bit and locally here with the Arizona Coyotes, who have obviously made a bit of a move here. And it's just a very, very tough situation. A lot of youth, a lot of inexperience, so it winds up being a lot of losses. But ultimately, I do like the process here with their team, unlike the other teams, to be honest with you. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the call, so we're going to do that. We'll be back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All four of their postseason wins this year have come in elimination games. A come-from-behind wildcard victory, then down 0-2 in this series. They claim games 3 and 4 at home, take game 5 on the road, and are headed to Houston.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We are talking to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We just got done talking to him a little bit about some hockey and obviously the things that are going on with the Arizona Coyotes and also around the league. Those Golden Knights, man, oh man, the Vegas Golden Knights. Just unbelievable how they have taken the whole league by storm, but now you heard the music and the transition. We're obviously going to talk a little bit about the boys of summer and baseball. I mean, it's right around the corner, literally right around the corner, like in my backyard, right around the corner, obviously, number one. But number two, I live in the great state of Arizona, and obviously we have a lot of spring training to talk about here in the Valley of the Sun. But, John, I mean, it was an interesting offseason in the sense of not that many free agents really got picked up. There's still a ton of guys out there. So what do you know about the $50 million to $75 million that teams are going to receive, first of all, from the deal that was done with ESPN? And then also, what can you say about the lack of free agent signings that were done? And then we'll also talk about some of those teams that did make some moves, like my Milwaukee Brewers. But a lot of things I threw at you, John. So if you can, start wherever you want, and then we'll take it from where you go.
Well, I guess the magic four words this week were pitchers and catchers report. As of Friday, everybody was in camp. As of Monday, every position player will be in camp. As of Wednesday, we'll start some preseason games. And by Friday and Saturday of this coming week, every team will be in full swing in terms of the Grapefruit and Cactus League schedule. So to put it the way that you put it, yes, it's right around the corner. For me, not geographically, but certainly from an interest standpoint, it's right around the corner. Been a very interesting winter in terms of trades and deals and signings and rumored signings and non-signings and free agents and player unrest in terms of the fact that certain teams are not seem to want to participate in this free-for-all. We've seen the Yankees go back to what we would term the Yankees of old, as opposed to the Yankees we've seen in the last couple of years, going out spending a ton of money. I think we're going to see a lot of interesting things over the course of this season.
Yeah, John, with, you know, everybody's talking about, I've heard some talk about this rotation down in Tampa Bay. What kind of, they're saying this could be some one of the best rotations in the major leagues this year. I mean, is that pretty accurate, or is it a little bit of wishful thinking?
Sorry, I lost a little bit of the first piece of what you were asking, Mike. I picked it up again when you said one of the best rotations in the game. I'm afraid I lost you sound-wise when you were naming the team that you were talking about.
I was talking about the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Are the Rays one of the best rotations?
Well, it's an interesting thing that you bring that up because they dealt one of the guys that you would have thought would have been one of their keys to that rotation last night in Jake Odorizzi going to the Minnesota Twins for a minor league shortstop. That was a deal that surprised me a little bit. Tampa Bay has always been known to have good quality pitching led by Chris Archer. That's the way back for that team in that division. So I'm a little puzzled as to why they would trade a guy like Odorizzi, but there's a lot of good, strong rotations out there, and that seems to have been where most teams have spent their money. Ironically, one of the top guys that you would have expected to have been signed by somebody as a cornerstone of a rotation, or certainly a top-end guy, Jake Arrieta from the Cubs, still a free agent as we speak this morning. That perhaps tells us a little bit about the strength of the game right now in terms of what pitching is out there.
Okay. You know, and then, you know, you look at the Devil Rays and then you just go in that same division and you got the Yankees who made the big splash over the winter. So what can we expect out of the Yankees?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we sort of seen the Yankees go back to the Yankees of old, and that is get a checkbook out and solve a problem, both in terms of signings and trades. Certainly strengthen themselves tremendously when you pick up a guy like Giancarlo Stanton and you don't even list him in your starting outfield. He's your DH. You've got Judge, Hicks, and Gardner in the outfield. That rotation is a little bit shaky in terms of results over the recent years, but certainly it's a deep team. The bullpen is deep. Be interesting to see how Aaron Boone works out as a manager, having no experience at all. I think that might be the biggest challenge that the Yankees find this year, is that they've got an inexperienced manager looking after that team.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through. But, you know, you talk a little bit about Aaron Boone, and I happen to have a pretty good relationship with his brother, Brett Boone. And I'll tell you what, I think that Aaron Boone is going to do a fantastic job there. He's a guy that can relate with guys, just about anybody, to be honest with you. I've never heard a bad thing about Aaron Boone in general. They are baseball's first family. And ultimately, I think that he's a guy that really loves the Yankees. So he's going to give it everything he has. And I would assume and I expect nothing but greatness and success from Aaron Boone there in New York. But, hey, let me ask you about the Milwaukee Brewers, because the truth is obviously they made a couple of splashes. And you mentioned Jake Arrieta. I'm wondering why they haven't pulled the trigger to get that deal done for him. Ultimately, I think that's what they're missing, is maybe an arm or two in their rotation, in their bullpen. But ultimately, what do you think of the Milwaukee Brewers and the moves that they've made?
I think they've made some great moves to get competitive in what we know has always been a very tough division. Pittsburgh's starting to fade a little bit, doing a bit of a house cleaning there. Cincinnati's still in the big throes of a major rebuild. Cardinals are always strong. The Cubs are always strong. The Brewers starting to get back into it. I think Craig Counsell's doing an outstanding job there. I would agree with you that they've made a lot of splash, but that rotation, looking at it from top to bottom right now, I think is Anderson, Davies, Chacin, Suter, and Gallardo, with maybe Nelson and Woodruff in the mix. Not names that, with all due respect to those seven guys, not names that are going to scare anybody. I'd love to see a guy like Arrieta there to anchor that rotation, give them their 200 innings, and teach these guys a little bit about being a major league starter and bringing some winning atmosphere to the ball club. I'd agree with you 100%. If that team has a shortcoming right now, it's certainly in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they figure it out here, and obviously there's still a little bit of time before things get underway. Real quickly, we've only got a couple minutes left, but I want to let you talk a little bit about the Toronto Blue Jays. Do they rebound a little bit?
Boy, I sure hope so. Ticket prices went up 17%. I just got to hope that the win total goes up equally. A lot of holes still to be filled. Didn't make any huge signings, but made some relatively solid signings in terms of guys that can help. I still think there's a big problem there. I still think we're a few years away, and with the Yankees and the Red Sox to compete with, I think it's going to be awfully tough, but still going to go down to the ballpark and cheer them on. I like the Jays like you like the Brewers. Never give up on them.
Hey, what about the Los Angeles Angels? What happens there this year?
Almost a make-or-break year. I mean, for years we've been looking at a team that has spent a ton of money and hasn't really produced. They've gone out and spent more money. It's time to produce or go home.
Hey, John, as always, you know how much we appreciate your time, and we'll start doing this a little bit more regularly, obviously now that Major League Baseball is really, really close, and obviously hockey starting to heat up a little bit, and people will be jockeying for position as far as the playoffs go here pretty soon too. And there's no better time than the NHL hockey postseason, as Mike and I were talking about earlier. It's probably the best playoff of them all, to be honest with you. But as always, John, you know how much we appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you next week. How does that sound?
My pleasure, guys. I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass on next week. It's an early curling game, but after that, I'd be happy to join you on a regular basis.
All right, that sounds good. And by the way, that's one of those things that's going on in the Olympics. Have you caught the Olympics much real quickly?
Yeah, I have. I don't like these gimmick sports, so I'm more of a traditionalist in terms of the hockey, the bobsled, the curling, and to some extent the speed skating, but some of these wild ski jumping things with the moguls and that, don't really have much appetite for that at all.
All righty, man. We appreciate your time, John, as always. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat then.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us a little bit. We'll be right back on the other side, and we'll continue talking about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Joe has had his moments. Two balls and two strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions. As Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
That doesn't matter where I'm going to play. So I'm willing to play wherever I need that can fit the team. Whether that's rotating around right field with Aaron, DH, we haven't spoken about that specifically, but we're open to find whatever works, makes us the best. It's what I've always wanted. It's what I've dreamed of. You know, you always want to be in competitive games where they mean something, and your performance means something to the team and the city. So it's going to be a fun challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app.
Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That was Stanton talking about joining the New York Yankees. And you know what? It's an honor to be wearing that pinstripes, man. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody wants to be a New York Yankee, even Russell Wilson. And he got that. He got that dream, to be honest with you, here in the offseason as his rights were traded. He is now a member of the New York Yankee farm system. So Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, is also a guy that has some skills on the baseball field. But Stanton and Aaron Judge, holy cow, man. That lineup just is going to be unbelievable when you think about it. But Major League Baseball, right around the corner, people. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about your team. Let's talk about your town. Let's talk about the world of sports, to be honest with you. Mike, real quickly, man, before we transition, and maybe you and I'll start talking about some hoops and stuff like that, but just because we did have the clip and it's still on my mind a little bit, what are you looking forward to for this Major League Baseball season? I know you're a Cubs fan. Do you think that they get past where they did last year? Are they sort of back on that downward trend for the Cubbies? Or how are you feeling about the Major League Baseball season, man?
Oh, you know what? Baseball to me is just what everybody else thinks of it as the great American pastime. I love going to baseball games. It's tough for me to watch on TV kind of thing. But I really enjoy going to games. What I'm looking forward to is the return of the Cubs. I don't think it's on some downward turn with them. They got too much talent on that team. I think they certainly have a plan with what they want to do. I mean, they just picked up. Holy smokes! He just escaped my train of thought. But Darvish, they just picked up Darvish during the week. And I think that's going to be a good pickup for them. Darvish is a good pitcher. You know, losing Arrieta was my guy. So it's going to be tough to see him go, though, for me.
Hey, let me just throw this at you. I mean, do you think 6-year deal for you, Darvish, is a little bit much?
Yeah.
I think that the length of the deal is pretty interesting. And I also think that him kind of like throwing some talk at the Dodgers before he left, like, was that necessary ultimately? And again, I think that the Cubs, this deal is a little bit too long.
Yeah, I was a little surprised with the length of the contract myself. I thought it would be maybe a 3 or 4 year deal, not what it is. I think the throwing of a little bit of shade towards the Dodgers is a little bit of sour grapes, but you know, that kind of stuff, I don't look at that and go, oh my God, it's, you know, he's a jerk or anything like that. Maybe he's a bit frustrated. Maybe he wanted to stay there and the Dodgers just didn't meet their demands. But he really wanted to stay there. So he was maybe showing some frustration with it. So, but overall with that, you know, the throwing of the shade at the former team, whatever, just move on. Here we go with the season.
Do you think Houston has the opportunity to get back to the World Series? Do you think they slide a little bit? I mean, ultimately, you know, this is a team that won over 100 ball games. Cleveland won over 100 ball games. You know, you had the Dodgers who were playing magnificent baseball, and then they went on their swoon, but they also won over 100 games. 104 games for them last year. Houston wins 101. Cleveland wins 102. Do you think we have that kind of dominance with a few teams once again where they're able to just kind of roll through the league? And, you know, remember that run the Dodgers went on throughout the season? What was it, like 44-7 or something at one
something
point?
Crazy,
or something?
Yeah,
it was just insane. I mean, do you think we see streaks like that again? And then the Indians with their crazy streak where they won, what, 22 straight games or something? They were well on their way to breaking the all-time record. I mean, do we see things like that again in Major League Baseball?
Oh, I think we certainly can. I mean, I think the talent level is at an all-time high in terms of what we got out there, the teams out there. You know, there's going to be a handful of teams that can win this thing, and Houston's certainly one of them. You know, you had people earlier in the week, you know, hyping up the Yankee train, right? They're hyping up the Yankees as only the New York media can do, right? And, you know, so the Houston players said, hey, whoa, slow down. Okay, slow down with your talk there. We're the champs, and until we're beat or until we're out of it, the championship goes through Houston, and they certainly have the talent to do that. And, you know, there's this team, this little team up in the upper reaches of Wisconsin that could make a run depending on what they do. And I know it's the team that's nearest and dearest to you, but, you know, they haven't done anything yet. They haven't done it. So we got to see if they have enough to do it, you know, moving forward.
No, that's a good point. I mean, again, I think that where they're lacking, and we're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers a little bit, is they're pitching. And if they can figure that out a little bit, you get another arm or two in there, then you know what? This rotation looks a little bit better. What they've done in the outfield is tremendous. And in that lineup, they've got a lot of very good hitters all the way through it. So ultimately, they are going to be a player. They're better than they were last year. So that should mean more victories. That should mean them a little bit closer to the Cubs, maybe them and St. Louis pushing the Cubs. Pittsburgh, I think, is going to take obviously a step back with the moves that they made. Who knows about Cincinnati? Not really sure, but I think the Milwaukee Brewers have definitely set themselves up to be in contention with the Cubs and St. Louis. Let me ask you this. Do you think there are more home runs than there were last year, as it was a record-setting year with that? What about strikeouts? What do you think about no-hitters? I'm just in general – Are we going to see the same types of numbers all around in Major League Baseball this season?
Well, you would think statistically that, you know, people, it would come back down to earth a little bit. I mean, that the number of strikeouts, the number of home runs, I mean, that was pretty insane. No hitters, you really can't plan for that. I mean, that's just, it just happens. But the home runs and the strikeouts, you would think would come down just from a statistical reality standpoint. Then let's not forget about the team here in Phoenix. You know, they had 93 wins. The Diamondbacks had 93 wins, but, you know, they're going to lose JD Martinez. It sounds like, you know, he hasn't signed with anybody yet, but I don't think the D-backs have the money to sign him. But, you know, 93 wins is what it is. And maybe they can build on that success and continue, maybe to challenge the Dodgers a little bit.
See, I just think in Major League, in baseball in general, I think it's so difficult for you to repeat when you have these unbelievable seasons like the Dodgers had, where they win 104 games. The Arizona Diamondbacks won 93 games. And yeah, they were playing really, really good baseball early in the season. That's what helped them, is they got off to the great start. They went through a point through the season where they struggled quite a bit, but ultimately they finished strong. So they wound up winning a lot of baseball games. I don't know if they get to 93 again this season, to be honest with you. They've made some moves. There's some differences in this team. And like you're talking about JD Martinez, I mean, ultimately, man, that guy was basically an MVP when he came to the Diamondbacks for what he really did in the short time that he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So when you look at his importance to the D-backs and you take him out of the equation, then there's no way that they go and they win 90 plus games. Again, you can single-handedly say that this guy probably won at least a handful of games just because he was in that lineup and what his bat was able to do. If I'm not mistaken, man, he had 4 home runs in one game for the D-backs. So this guy was huge for them. I think he flourished with them. So I hope there's a way that they can figure something out, because it hasn't happened yet. And I think that bodes well for the Diamondbacks. The longer that it takes for him to find a home, Mike, I think that there's more likelihood that home would just be here in Arizona.
Yeah, you would think that. And I've always had a thinking, and a lot of people have this thing, you got to spend money to make money. And, you know, if you want to go deep in the playoffs, you got to open the checkbook a little bit. And not everybody has the checkbook that the Yankees, Cubs, Red Sox, Dodgers have, but you can be creative with it. And the more creativeness that you can show with the checkbook to spend some money so you can make a run at the playoffs, getting in the playoffs, getting to the World Series, is something that owners have to take, you know, a long, hard look at in terms of, you know, how do they want their franchise to be looked at? Because if you keep winning, if the D-backs keep winning, you know, and getting to the playoffs, this is going to be a destination point for a lot of guys down the road in terms of coming here and wanting to play in Phoenix. So I think somehow, some way, they got to figure out a way to spend some money to get the guy here.
Yeah, and if they don't, these are some other teams that might be in the mix, at least as far as what I'm reading. Like we're talking about, obviously, the Diamondbacks, and it would be a great fit for him, to be quite honest with you. Maybe if there's a way, the Cleveland Indians could figure out a way to get it done, that would be interesting for them, because that would be a great bat for them. Yeah, also another suitor maybe. The Atlanta Braves would be a team that could maybe get something done. The Seattle Mariners might be a destination. And then obviously the New York Yankees. But that would just be ridiculous. I mean, honestly, you would have absolutely nowhere where you could make a mistake if you have JD, you have Stanton, and you have Aaron Judge, and then everybody else that they have in that lineup for the New York Yankees. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but those are some other guys or some other players that potentially could be in the JD Martinez sweepstakes. And ultimately, man, I'm definitely looking forward to baseball this season for some weird reason. And the weird reason is because the Brewers made some moves. And I think that they have an offense that can compete with just about anybody. And it's just about getting an arm or two in there to solidify that rotation, give them a good, healthy chance at being not only a contender in their division, Mike, but a contender to win it all. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, brother. You want to have a chance to win it all.
Yeah, you just want to have a shot. Right. Just get to the dance, and then anything can happen at the dance. But once again, it all comes down to injuries. Injuries is the great equalizer. You know, if your arms stay healthy, you're going to have a shot. If they don't, well, you know, you start looking forward to next year.
Well, and with that being said, I think that the good thing for the Brewers when you're talking about next year, well, at the end of the year last year, they were in it right up to the end of the year, the last game. They missed the playoffs by one game to the Colorado Rockies. So I think there was momentum that they built last season. Moving into this season, they kept that rolling with what they did in the offseason. Now we're ready for spring training to start. We'll see if it continues here, and then obviously into the Major League Baseball season in just about a month and a half or so. So anyways, wow, man, I didn't think we were going to spend that much time talking baseball, but we basically spent, I don't know, 40 or so minutes talking a little bit about baseball, and rightfully so, man. Major League Baseball is literally right around the corner. Not even joking, it's like 100 steps away in my backyard, and then also it's literally around the corner, like next week. So anyways, I know we're up against it, and we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, there's so much to talk about. People, get on board with us. We got NBA All-Star to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike, it's Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
0-1. And Springer hits this one high in the air and pretty deep to right center field. Going back on it is the shield. He is at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone! Grand slam for George Springer. And the Astros' lead is 9-2.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Wetzel, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the chance on the finish. Wetzel just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And Mike, believe me, man, hour number two is right around the corner, brother. So a couple of things that we will be talking about for sure. We're going to talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend, Saturday night's festivities, our guy Devin Booker setting a record with 28 points in the three-point contest. Obviously, we had the youngster win the dunk contest. We had the skills challenge. We had Zach LaVine there talking a little bit. And you could tell he was a little bit upset, man, because he knows that the dunks he does, he gets like 5 inches higher than everybody else. And ultimately, bro, we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about college basketball. So hour number two should be fun, man.
Yeah, it should be fun. And yeah, that's my best part, or my favorite part about All-Star Weekend, is the Saturday night skills, dunk, three-point shooting. The game I could really care less about. So,
all righty, man. So obviously hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. And like we said, a lot of NBA, a lot of college basketball. We can always talk Major League Baseball. We can talk NHL. We can talk anything. Whatever's on your mind is always on our minds at 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And we'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All 66 people on board an Iranian passenger plane are presumed dead after the plane crashes hours ago. Iranian media is reporting the flight from Tehran to a city in the southwest of the country went down in a mountainous area where weather is now impeding rescue efforts, the plane having disappeared from radar less than an hour after it took off. Vice President Pence discussing Iran during an appearance in Texas yesterday, saying that the Iranian deal remains a problem for the administration.
Under this administration, the United States of America will no longer certify the disastrous Iran nuclear deal or tolerate their destabilizing activities.
Norway's running away with the medal count at the Winter Olympics with 25 now. The U.S. has 10 medals, 5 of them gold. And this is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Rest in peace, Officer Chase Maddox. We'll take it from here.
That's Locust Grove, Georgia Police Chief Jesse Patton speaking yesterday as hundreds turn out for a funeral for murdered police officer 26-year-old Chase Maddox, killed in the line of duty on February 9th while helping a county sheriff's deputy try to serve an arrest warrant.
Thank you for your dedication, not only to our department, but to the entire law enforcement profession.
The murdered officer's wife giving birth to their second child just 4 days after he was killed. Some students and teachers say they're going to walk out of their classrooms across the country to protest what they call lawmaker inaction on gun violence. It's called the Enough National School Walkout, set for 10 a.m. local time on the 14th of March. They say it will last 17 minutes to honor the 17 people killed in the South Florida high school shootings this past Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A North Carolina mother facing time in prison after baptizing her daughter, Kendra Stocks, started doing time on Friday after she was found in contempt of court for going ahead with the baptism despite a court order not to in a custody battle between herself and her daughter's father. The baby was baptized a day after a judge granted full custody to the father. Court documents show both parents are Catholics and wanted their child baptized. However, the couple disagreed on some spiritual matters. A major winter storm's hit portions of the U.S. Bitter cold temperatures are forecast right through the rest of this President's Day holiday weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Warnings of potential blizzard conditions are up in western Montana, where as much as 2 feet of snow is expected, along with fierce winds. Also, a winter storm could bring as much as 8 inches of snow to southern New England this weekend. Travelers' advisories are out for much of the Northeast. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Harry Connick Jr.'s daytime TV talk show has been canceled. Variety is reporting the daytime series that was simply known as Harry will be ending its run after 2 seasons. The show featured talk, comedy, and musical segments, as well as celebrity guests. It was produced by NBC Universal and ran on Fox television stations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, and so much to talk about with All-Star Weekend being here in the NBA. We had our man here in Phoenix, Arizona, take the three-point competition, Devin Booker, and he really took the competition literally. Making the most out of anybody in history with 28 points through that competition. And then obviously Major League Baseball getting underway with the Boys of Summer returning to the Valley of the Sun, returning to Florida, and then NHL hockey in full throttle. And then obviously college basketball, March Madness right around the corner. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Doing good, man. And yes, the big dance is right around the corner. Conference tournaments, upsets, people winning money, people losing money. You know, it's the next few weeks is going to be exciting in college basketball.
Absolutely, man. So much to talk about, people. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Let's hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close, everybody. So much to get into. Let's hear from you. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Embiid trying to lean in and threw it away. Turnover number 25 for Philadelphia. Butler down the other end. The reverse flush.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. And I'm glad that Scott played that clip of Joel Embiid and whatnot and some NBA action. And obviously we want to thank NBA.com and every other source that we have, NFL or NHL.com, for all the clips that you're probably hearing here on the show. But the truth is, Mike, when we talk about All-Star Weekend, I want to get your take first and foremost. Do you enjoy All-Star Weekend in the NBA still?
I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. I certainly don't enjoy the game itself as much as I used to enjoy it. I still enjoy the Saturday night stuff. I do wish that, like, back in the day when you had Dominique and Drexler and Jordan and all those guys taking place in the dunk contest, that, you know, the big boys in the NBA that can throw down some stuff would take part in it. I think it's kind of a shame that they don't. You know, the game itself is just AAU basketball. You're like, okay, like, guys, let's not get hurt. Let's not do anything stupid. We're here to get paid. We're here, you know, have a good time. You know, back in the day, man, I mean, Rolando Blackman making the free throws up in Seattle to go to overtime, Magic and Bird making sure that, you know, hey, it's about competition and showing some pride. It doesn't happen anymore. And it kind of takes away from the game.
I think you bring up a great point. You know, back in the day when guys played, they had so much pride that they weren't buddy-buddy like they are these days. You know, you don't have you never had guys from the Milwaukee Bucks going and working out with guys from the Philadelphia 76ers like you have now, with LeBron James being buddies with, you know, Dwayne Wade, who was a Cleveland Cavalier, and now he's back with the Miami Heat. You know, it's just interesting the way that the game has changed when you talk about individuals and what it means to be the greatest and the best. So I think that the biggest difference from the old days of the All-Star game, or just the old days in general with sports, guys worked harder, number one. We didn't deal with mediocrity in the same way that we deal with it today. For example, take the NBA dunk contest nowadays. Back in the day, bro, did Michael Jordan miss his first dunk attempt, or did Michael Jordan just go out there and stick it? Did Vince Carter go out there and stick it? Did Dominique go out there and stick it? Did Spud Webb go out there and stick it? My point is this. The guys that were participating in these events were the best in the game. Now we have guys that we don't even know who the heck they are. They're bench players. They're rising stars, as they like to call them. Who the heck are these people that they're putting in these competitions these days? To me, that's the biggest thing that is hurting the NBA, is the fact that nobody knows who the heck any of these guys are anymore. And nobody, and I mean nobody, takes pride in going out there and saying, look, I'm LeBron James, man. I'm the best dunker. I want to go out there and I want to show them that. Or another guy that can really shoot the lights out, like Steph Curry. Why isn't he in the three-point competition? He's the best three-point shooter that we've maybe ever seen. So I think that that's the problem, Mike, is that these guys don't care enough to give back and be a participant in the event of the whole weekend. They just want to show up for the game.
Yeah, there's and they don't even really show up for the game. I mean, you know, if you're trying, if the goal is to the first one to score 200 points, you know, that's not reality basketball. But I totally agree with you that you know, these guys don't care, that they don't care enough to give back to a weekend that's supposed to be about the fans. The fans want to see the big boys do the thing. I know Steph Curry's taken part in the three-point shooting contest, but he should be there every year. He should want to do that. And, you know, and if he loses, big deal. No one's going to think anything less of LeBron or Steph or the Greek Freak if they lose one of these skills competitions. They got to approach it from, you know what, I want to be better than you, but it's all friendly competition at the All-Star break. And it just takes away from, I mean, it's even affecting the crowd, dude. Was that LA crowd like one of the deadest doornails of a fan base or just a group last night? Holy smokes.
Again, man, I'm going to go back to it, bro. Okay. You brought up the 3-point competition. You brought up, you know, some of the guys from the past. Let's talk about some of those dudes that used to be in the 3-point competition. Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Craig Hodges, Steve Kerr. It was the guys that were the best marksmen in the game, man. Again, once again, these guys are completely missing the whole point of the weekend. It's not about showing up to be there on Sunday to play in this game. It's about giving back to the fan. And I don't care what anybody tries to tell me about how this or that should go. The bottom line is this. They're all missing the point of the whole weekend, of what this weekend all stands for, and whatever weekend it is. And I'm not just talking about this weekend in particular. I'm talking about all-star weekends across the board, whether it's the NBA, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NHL, whether it's the Pro Bowl with the football guys for the NFL. The bottom line is they're all missing the whole idea and the concept of what this was. And back in the day, those guys cared enough to give back to the fans and be there to participate in these events. Nowadays, they don't care, man. We're seeing guys who are eighth men on the bench. They're no names, and nobody can relate with these guys, Mike. And that's why the crowd was on their hands and sitting on their butts, because nobody knows who the heck these guys are. So I don't blame fans for not being rowdy, not being ruckus. Give us some better participants, man. At the end of the day, I'm tired of watching this garbage. I want to see better participants. I want to see the top names in the game playing. That makes sense to me. And don't just play the game on Sunday. I'm sorry. It makes me upset.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah. I mean, these competitions that they have on Saturday night, at most, you're spending like what? Like 45 minutes to an hour doing it. You're not expending a lot of energy. Maybe the dunk contest, you know, gives you a little bit more energy because you gotta throw some dunks. You got to do that. Or the three-point shooting contest. I mean, these are complaints that the guys will make. But you're spending an hour giving back to the fans, doing what the fans would want you to do and see you do. I mean, just imagine LeBron going, yeah, okay, I'll go in the dunk contest. Imagine how much interest that's going to get. you know, that would be the thing to see on All-Star Weekend. If Steph Curry, if the Splash Brothers went against each other in the three-point shooting contest.
Exactly.
You know, and all that. The skills competition. Get some better skilled guys out there. Put Steph in that as well. You know, I remember Steve Nash doing that, you know, when he was playing, and that created a little bit of interest with that. So you got to get, you get better talented guys, you get a better product, and the NBA is all about selling the best product possible. So they got to look at something here.
And I'll give the guys a little bit of credit for what they were trying to do in that dunk contest. You know, you had guys going back and trying to bring back some of those guys that I talked about, like the Vince Carters, who this Mitchell kid winds up pulling off the 360 windmill dunk. And, you know, he pulls his jersey off and he's got the Vince Carter jersey on underneath it. So I like that. I like what Larry Nance did with his father. You know, he pulls off his jersey and goes to the Phoenix Suns 22 number for his father, Larry Nance. So I thought that there was a little bit of creativity. And honestly, Larry Nance Jr. may have had the best dunk of the whole night when he threw it off the glass. Well, he threw it off the glass and then he did a double, you know, like alley-oop to himself, which, again, you can't see that very well on TV. They have to do it in slow-mo so people can totally get the whole perspective of it. But truth be told, they tried. It's just not the same because ultimately we don't have the biggest names in the game doing these events. So people are having a hard time relating to who these people are. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We're going to continue talking about the sports world, obviously, on the other side. And maybe we'll talk a little bit of college hoops as well because truth be told, like we said, March Madness right around the corner, heating up in a major way. So thoughts and opinions, people, 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
A leading score against Brown. Evans. Evans!
Oh! It's Jalen Gates again. Gates going around Langford getting to the rim. Jalen Gates. Lob on the other end. And oh my goodness, Miles Bridges climbing the ladder and climbing a Husky to get to the rim.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. And obviously, we're hearing some college clips on the way back in, Mike. And I do want to talk a little college basketball with you. You know, we're near and dear to the Pac-12 because we live, obviously, in Phoenix, Arizona, and ASU is a team that we follow. U of A is a team we follow. All these Pac-12 teams we follow in general. But there's a lot of good basketball being played all over the country. Virginia, number one in the country right now. Michigan State, number two. Villanova, number three, after a nice big victory over Xavier at Xavier on Saturday. Purdue has taken a couple of losses as of late. Cincinnati up there. Texas Tech up there, Ohio State up there, Gonzaga in the top 10, Auburn up there, Clemson. You have to go all the way down to 12 and 13 and 14-ish to see the teams like Duke and Kansas and North Carolina and even the Arizonas of the world in the mid-teens there as well. By the way, Kansas had a really interesting victory against West Virginia. They were down late in that ball game by, you know, 9 points, and somehow miraculously figured out a way to will themselves a victory, which makes a very interesting week in the Big 12 because now they somewhat hold and control their own destiny. But like you said, you know, before the break, conference tournaments right around the corner, March Madness right around the corner, jockeying for position, whether you make the tournament or not, right around the corner as well. College basketball is ready to heat up, bro. Are you?
Yeah, hey, I'm always ready to heat up, but it is conference tournament time because that can make and break a season for a team such as the Sun Devils. Who you know, they got four games left. They just lost to their rival. Big brother told little brother to sit down on Thursday night a little bit. And, yeah, it's certainly heating up. It's, you know, you look at these standings and like you said, you know, Duke, Kansas and Carolina are like out of the top 10 approaching the teens. Arizona's at 17. But Michigan State, with all they've had to deal with in terms of controversy, you know, they're still sitting there at number two, playing some good basketball. And then, you know, you got Virginia, who just plays solid college basketball. Like they don't necessarily do one thing amazing, but they do many things very, very good.
I would say they do one thing very well or exceptional, and that's play defense, man. They can limit teams to possessions, and they limit teams to shooting percentages that they don't normally have. So that's the one thing that Virginia's had for several years now, is very good defensive play and a very good defensive scheme. And I think you made a great point about Michigan State and Tom Izzo and the job that he's done to keep the focus there. You know, there's got to be a lot of heat on that whole situation there in Michigan State, with obviously the Nesser situation with what happened years ago, and for many, many years, for a long, long time, that was happening through the mid-90s and into the 2000s. I mean, the bottom line is, yes, unbelievable job by Michigan State to keep their composure, to keep their winning ways, and you have to give a ton of credit to Tom Izzo, who, honestly, man, I don't think there's anything that this guy can't accomplish, Mike, to be honest with you. Just a total warrior when you talk about the college basketball game. He's a guy that, look, he mentors kids, and ultimately you want to hope and you want to think that he's got the best interest of everybody there that is in his program. And you can only hope and pray that things go well for him and obviously his Michigan State basketball team. But yeah, unbelievable job of keeping their composure, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. But it's Izzo, man. I mean, Izzo just knows how to get it done. He's got it done in the past. He has a way of that he just does things, and the players buy in. The players sign with him. They know what they're getting into. And Izzo is one of the top coaches in the country right now. But you know, you come back to the Pac-12 here in a few weeks. They're going to be up in Vegas determining who is who's the best in the conference. And I'm telling you what, after watching that ASU U of A game the other night, that Andre Ayton, man, that kid's a beast. That kid's probably the top pick in the draft, if not, you know, at the worst, he's probably top three in the draft. 7'1", 265, 270 pounds. He can shoot it. He can block it. He can rebound. He can do it all. I mean, the guy's just a man child out here in the Pac-12.
No, I agree. I mean, he's a fantastic player and maybe a likely or hopefully a likely pick for the Phoenix Suns, because obviously they're going to be one of those teams that's in the race for a top pick in the new, you know, nearly coming NBA draft. But yeah, he's a spectacular player. And another spectacular player is obviously that kid Trae Young for Oklahoma. But as of late, he struggled a little bit. Oklahoma's struggling a little bit. I'm worried in a weird way. You know, when you look at the success that they had earlier in the season, how they're kind of finishing the season, similar to Arizona State University, who got out and was top three in the country. And, you know, they hung on somehow. They're still relevant. They're in the top 25. But most likely, I would have to think that they're out of the top 25 when the polls come around on Monday. But ultimately, I wonder if teams like ASU and Oklahoma can play themselves out of the tournament when they were so highly ranked throughout the season, and some of those teams that are going to sneak their way into the tournament, and then how big of a run do both these teams need to have in their own conference tournament? You know what I'm saying? So it's just really weird when you look at the landscape of college basketball. There's no clear cut, you know, like number one team. And there's a lot of teams that were really good early in the season who are really struggling now late in the season. So what does that mean for the teams like Oklahoma and Arizona State, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, everybody going into their conference tournament wants to be peaking. And the two teams that you mentioned, Oklahoma, Arizona State, they're not peaking. They're up and down. I mean, it's like, what are you going to get on any given night? And I think the thing with Trae Young is people are just, okay, we're just going to guard him on 3-point line. We're going to body him up. We're going to muscle him. He's a short, skinny dude. And if you challenge him, you get a hand up, you body him a little bit, that's going to bug him. And he struggled. I mean, he puts up a lot of shots. I mean, don't get me wrong, the kid's talented, but let's calm down just a little bit, because he puts up a ton of shots and nobody else on that squad seems to want to take up the slack when he doesn't have it. when he's struggling, you don't really see a guy that's going to step up. And the same can be said, for Arizona State. If they're not hitting their three-point shots, and if you're bodying them, and if you're up in their face, you guard the three-point line, you're probably going to come out with the win, because they are just like their coach. When things go bad, they start complaining, their heads go down, and the chances of winning go down.
No, and I think you bring up a great point. I mean, you know, a lot of teams wind up having a lot of the same characteristics of their coach. And what I've been very – obviously, we're near and dear, and we're very close to the situation with Arizona State Sun Devil basketball, because we live in Arizona and we follow this team. So we see a lot of things that other people aren't seeing. And ultimately, man, what I see with Bobby Hurley is a guy that – really loses his cool out there on the sidelines. And then you see his kids go out there, the kids that he's coaching, and they argue and complain about lots of calls that are happening to them on the field, or on the floor, I should say. So I think that Bobby Hurley has a lot to learn. He's done a lot of good things too. Don't get me wrong. I like the job he's done, but I also think he's got to learn how to control his emotions a lot better when he's roaming those sidelines, and set a better example for his kids to go out there and just play the game of basketball. Don't get wrapped up and caught up in calls, because all you can do is go out there and make buckets and make plays. So Bobby Hurley has a lot to learn, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to knowing how to coach on the college basketball level. Great player, we all know that, but ultimately he wears his emotions all over his sleeves, and I think that that's a problem for some of these kids, because they're doing the same thing on the floor. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get on board with us. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. He obviously likes to talk about football. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, you can catch me in about 12 hours and 20 minutes or so once again. Late night on Sports Overnight America as we do the weekend recap of all the sports that have happened over the weekend. That starts at 11 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 o'clock Central, 1 a.m. for you folks on the Eastern time zone. So get at me later, obviously right back here on the network, 12 hours or so, just a little bit longer. Again, Mike, I want to get back into some of the NBA stuff that's going on. And obviously, we know about the All-Star Weekend happening in L.A., and we can obviously talk a little bit about that with people. But it's lost a little bit of its lack and luster because none of the stars really come out and nobody can relate with these young guys who are supposedly or maybe up-and-coming budding superstars in this league. But as we all know, it'd be a lot better if you could get those big stars, big names, LeBron James and DeMar Rosens, the Giannis Antetokounmpos, all those guys that really make the NBA so special and not these guys who nobody can relate with and nobody knows their name. But thinking about the second half of the season a little bit as we look at some of the standings right now in the Eastern Conference, I think that this is somewhat of a shock. The Toronto Raptors are the best team record-wise, as far as it goes in the Eastern Conference. And I think that the jury's still out about them as far as what they can do in the playoffs, Mike. And, you know, it's pretty easy to game plan for DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. And obviously, you know, the other guys haven't shown that they can step up. And if you can shut those guys down, it makes it pretty tough for the Raptors to move on. The Boston Celtics have been a pretty damn good team too. You know, you think about Kyrie Irving coming over there and the shakeup in the offseason. IT now just kind of a journeyman throughout the NBA. He was with the Cavaliers, now he's with the Lakers, and at the end of the season he's probably going to be somewhere else. And then you have the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are sitting in that third spot about 6.5 games behind the Raptors, but they made a bunch of moves. Larry Nance, you know, some of the other guys, George Hill, Clarkson, Hood that they got from Utah, that they made a lot of really good moves at the trade deadline to help them immediately. So I think Cleveland becomes a lot more relevant. Kevin Love will be back in the mix for them. They're just going to be a better team once obviously the playoffs come around. And then you'll have some teams like Washington or the Pacers or Milwaukee that might be able to wreak some havoc and some noise, but I don't think they're really ultimately contenders. I think you have a three-headed race in the Eastern Conference, and I think we all would give the advantage to Cleveland, especially after all the moves that they made. But am I pretty fair in my analysis looking forward in the second half, or a little bit less than the second half? I guess there's about 30 games or so left in the NBA season. Not even 30. It's like 25, 23.
Something like that. Yeah.
So ultimately, do I have it nailed down pretty right? It's Toronto, Boston, and Cleveland fighting to get to the NBA championship?
Yeah, you got it nailed down. And I think you got Toronto nailed pretty well in terms of, you know, we don't know really what they got in terms of the playoffs, in terms of, you know, shutting down DeRozan and Lowry. And then, you know, just like some other teams in the league, you shut down the main guys and you got a pretty good chance of beating them. And they haven't been as far as Cleveland or Boston in the last couple of years. So, you know, how do they handle the pressure of being a number one seed? Boston, this is what I thought Boston might do. And everybody knows I'm a Boston guy. I'm a Celtic fan, but not you know, at some point, I always thought that not having Hayward was going to kind of come back a little bit and bring them back down to earth. It's brought them back down to earth a little bit. They've had some injuries with Kyrie. They've had some injuries with Morris. Even Horford sat out, you know, numerous games. So, you know, the injury bug is starting to catch up with Boston a little bit. Cleveland, you know, like you said, they made wholesale changes. They got a lot younger real quick. So, you know, they've won four in a row. They're 7-3 in their past 10. You know, 6.5 games is really not all that much considering who is in front of them and just how young those teams are, and not having the experience. So, you know, Cleveland, I still think, you know, I give Cleveland all the credit in the world for making the moves that they did. And I also give them, the edge in terms of getting back to the finals. As much as that kind of nicks at my craw in terms of being a Celtic fan, you know, you got to be a little realistic here and just say, you know what, at some point experience counts for something. And Cleveland has that experience, especially when Love comes back, because he's legitimately their second best player.
Yeah. And obviously the spacing on the floor will become a lot better with him too, because he can shoot the three ball, he can rebound, he plays better defense. So, I think that they're going to get better with the subtraction, you know, by addition technique with them. And, you know, they a lot of things could be solved internally, but I do think that they found guys that know their role on the basketball floor a lot better. I mean, George Hill can run that team. We know that. Okay. When LeBron's not on the floor, George Hill is a guy that you can trust to handle the ball, make the right decisions, and not make many mistakes. He's not going to, he won't necessarily make plays that's going to help you win, but he's not going to make plays that's going to help you lose the game either. And honestly, I would lean toward him making a big bucket here or there, which I've seen him do in the past. And then, you know, Hood can flat out stroke it. The question about him is he healthy all the time? Larry Nance Jr. brings all kinds of energy. Jordan Clarkson adds another dimension where he can shoot the ball, he can slash, he can do all kinds of things. So I think the dynamic of what they have right now is so much better than what they had before, because those other guys were just kind of stagnant. It was getting kind of old. It was just the same thing over and over. So I think new blood for the Cleveland Cavaliers will absolutely help them make a very good push in the Eastern Conference. And like you, bro, they're absolutely the favorites, because they have the best player in the Eastern Conference on any given day. And most days, LeBron James is the best player on the court, whether he's playing against the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference, I don't care. But the bottom line is, and I think that that's also something to understand. And in basketball, I think it's a little easier for one guy to carry a team, Mike. So when you look at what could happen in the playoffs, somebody could go off on a magical run, and LeBron James has done it before. So now he has these pieces. He's got guys that are hungry. He's got guys that want to advance their career and keep playing better and better and better and get to those new levels. I like the mix in Cleveland, man. I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, I like the mix too. And, you know, having, you know, when you got the best player who averaged basically a triple double in the NBA finals, you got shot. Yeah. Like it does not matter, you know, who the opponent is. If you got a guy that can average a triple double in a playoff series, and he's proved that he's done it, you're going to have a shot to win it all. And George Hill, like you said, he's not going to win you a game, but he's not going to, if you're down by six, that lead's not going to go, you're not going to go down by 15. He's that solid of a guy. And like you said, he can make shots. You know, the guy that I'm really interested to see how he performs is Clarkson. That kid can shoot, that kid can get buckets. And when you got a guy that likes to pass like LeBron, boy, you know, you could see Clarkson be that guy that kind of goes on a little magical run because he has the best player in the world feeding him the rock.
No, and I think he has a ton of confidence too. I mean, Jordan Clarkson has been playing really well since he arrived with the Cavaliers. He's getting out, he's running, he's having fun, he's making big shots. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the interesting thing for them will be is, you know, you said that there's a lot of experience, and there is, but it's also mixed with guys that don't have experience, like Jordan Clarkson, like Hood. But George Hill does have experience, and I think that that'll be key for them in the playoffs. Love coming back, like we said. Looking on the other side, Houston Rockets are winning, or leading, I should say, the Western Conference by a half a game over the Golden State Warriors. Then you have San Antonio that's just kind of doing their thing. Them and Minnesota are kind of neck and neck at this point. Oklahoma City a little bit behind them. So I think that the race for 3, 4, and 5 is pretty interesting, maybe even 6, because the Denver Nuggets have obviously played maybe a little bit better than people anticipated them to be this year. The Utah Jazz have made an unbelievable run, winning 11 straight games coming into the All-Star break to get themselves back in the mix. The Clippers, I think, are better than people thought that they would be. You know, they got rid of Blake Griffin and some of the stuff that they've done with their team. No more Jamal Crawford. Just in general, they've made some moves, man. So it's interesting, and I think that the Western Conference is still a little bit stronger than the Eastern Conference right now as far as the teams that will be in the race as to how many, because you have, you know, 10 teams in the race there. You've got about 9 teams in the race in the Eastern Conference, and then the records get a little bit worse, you know, toward the end of the list there, the 6s, 7s, and 8s. But I think that the Western Conference is interesting this year, Mike, because maybe, just maybe, the Houston Rockets could have the best record in all of the NBA.
Yeah, they absolutely could. You know, coming into the season, I thought Houston, with the addition of Chris Paul, was going to be a team that could challenge Golden State. And let's face it, Golden State hasn't, you know, they've gone kind of through a little bit of up and down too. Some games where they, you know, they're the Golden State of old, and they've shown up where it's like, are you guys even interested in that kind of thing? But you're exactly right. The race for 3, 4, and 5 is going to be interesting. I mean, you could say the race for 3, 4, all the way to 8, from 3 to 8 is going to be interesting, because they're only separated by like 3 games, basically, in that conference. So, and then you got the Clips and the Jazz, you know, right behind that. So there's a lot to be decided in the Western Conference, and with the diversity of these teams in this conference, it could be appointment television.
Yeah, and I think it's been interesting to see the development of the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, you bring in Jimmy Butler, and he's made all those guys around him a lot better. You know, the Wigginses of the world, the Towns of the world that are coming on and coming into their own. And speaking of him, man, oh my gosh, 51 double-doubles, if I'm not mistaken, for Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, just unbelievable, and that sets a record, or you know, ties a record for the most at the All-Star break. So they have a lot of really nice pieces there in Minnesota. I think they're a little bit away from obviously contending for the NBA championship, because you have those super teams like the Rockets and the Golden State Warriors ahead of you. But I think what's cool about this season in general, Mike, is there's maybe 5 teams that could actually win the title, whereas in the recent history, it's been Golden State playing Cleveland, maybe, you know, an outside one other team, San Antonio, with an occasional outside chance to win it. But I legitimately think there are 5 teams that could ultimately make it to the NBA Finals, and that's obviously the Raptors, the Celtics, and Cleveland in the East, and then Houston and Golden State in the Western Conference. So I think that there's more teams in the mix, at least this season. At least it seems that way.
Yeah, it does seem that way, and I absolutely agree with you there. You just have to wonder, you know, if you're the Clippers and the Jazz, what's going to be that breaking line? What's going to be the line in terms of, if things kind of start to fade off a little bit and you get out of contention, do you pack it in and just go, okay, start draft research, that kind of thing? You know, the team that it makes it interesting, I think, is Oklahoma City. You know, are they going to play defense a little bit, and they're going to go up in the standings? What are they going to do? So we'll see how it shakes out in OKC.
Yeah, no, I think in general the NBA playoffs are a little bit more interesting because there are about a handful of teams that could ultimately come out and represent their city and the Western and the Eastern conferences. Anyways, I know that the music has started, so we've got to take one final pause for the cause, and then we'll come back and wrap it up as we always do with some final thoughts. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
A little more pace. Bad pass from Horford. Here comes Clarkson. Irving is back. Clarkson throws it down. And it's an 11-point lead, 60 points here in the first half for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome in for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And by the way, you can catch me in about 11 hours or so, again, here on the network, maybe 12 hours, whatever it is. 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, and then 12 Central, 1 a.m. Eastern Time. You can obviously catch me doing the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap. The Dorf Man gets you through that. But, Mike, obviously it's time for our final thoughts. You're up, buddy. What's up?
You know what? I'm going to just going to say this. There's a lot of tough things going on in our world this week, this past week, a lot of tragedy. Take some time, watch the Winter Olympics, man. There's a lot of good uplifting stories there. A lot of people dedicating their life to their sport to kind of pick you up out of the doldrums. So take a look at that.
That's a great point, man. And I honestly, obviously, we didn't mention that, but obviously our hearts and thoughts are with those people with the shooting in Florida. Just terrible, tragic events. And you're right, man. Take the time, enjoy your family, watch some Olympics, watch a little NBA All-Star Weekend. Enjoy it, man. And obviously for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible, and my partner, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. I'll talk to you in 12 hours on the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap. Take care, everybody. It has been Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll talk to you next week.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.